Alright, welcome back to another episode of the Rared Podcast. My name is Kevin, and for today, I am going to be talking about, in a way, it's going to be a story time. Basically, I call this the Forbidden Love. So basically, I went on a date recently, I would say about a week ago, no, less than a week, but yeah, I met this guy on a dating app. And I basically want to go over and just talk about my experience, especially since he is a closeted person, so he's not out to anyone or out to his family. And so this was a new experience for me and for him. And so I thought I would share my date and what I've kind of learned and just things, or that the takeaways from basically this date. So tune in, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay guys, so just to give you a little background about this guy, just to make things easier, I will call him D, like the letter, just to keep things very simple. So yeah, just to give you a little insight with D and I, we both met each other on a dating app. And so with this, we met each other on Hinge. And I don't know if you guys know about Hinge, but it's probably one of my favorite apps out there just because it's very genuine in the way you connect with people. You know, it's not like Tinder or Grindr or Bumble in a sense where, you know, you're like swiping or, you know, things like that. So with Hinge, you get to, well, you set up like pictures and like comments. So you could be like one of my pet peeves or things that I enjoy, and you just write a comment, you like, you fill in the blank in a sense. So with this, yeah, it's probably one of my favorite apps just because, again, there's no swiping. It's as a person, when you are looking through profiles, you are liking either a picture or a comment that you like about that profile. So it does make things a little more genuine for me, because if you like, let's say, sports, you know, and then they write something about sports, you can like that. Or if they took a picture at, you know, this beautiful forest or whatever, and you're into nature, you can like that and even leave a comment. So, you know, it makes things just so much more genuine. And so, yeah, that's how we met. And going into when I am on these dating apps, I don't put too much thought in who I'm kind of liking, just because I try not to judge their pictures and things like that too hard. Just because I understand that, you know, you're only given, I think, like a limit of like 3 or 4 pictures and like 3 kind of comments that you can make. And so what I've realized too, it's so hard to fully dissect and to judge someone based on those 3 or 4, you know, pictures and fill in the blanks. So, you know, what I like to do is I kind of like to just go again to each one. And, you know, if I'm even just feeling a little bit, I'll go ahead and like something that I like about that profile. Just again, because if we do match, I want to see what can potentially happen. You know, he may not be the cutest guy, you know, out there, but if we do match and I have such a great conversation, then I obviously would want to continue something or see where things go, and things like that. It just gives you, again, a good insight. You know, people who are on this app are usually pretty looking for a relationship most of the time. So it does help with this app too. And so this is where I met D. And I actually liked one of his pictures. Or no, one of his comments. Yeah, so the comment was basically about, like, sweets. It was like, oh, what type of sweets? Or, like, something, I'd like this thing if you love sweets. Something like that. I'm not exactly sure. But it's like sweet treats that he wrote. And so again, me being having the biggest sweet tooth ever, I went ahead and liked that. And yeah, I would say about 2 to 3 days later, I finally got a match from him. And he actually wrote me back first, which is a really good indication. So for people, for you guys out there who do use that specific dating app, again, if you're the one liking, the other person doesn't have to write back. If they are interested but don't want to write back first, they can just invite you to the chat, and so then someone would have to continue it, and so you could be that person to continue it, or he could, or if you both don't, the chat would just stay there. And so, not most of the time, but a good amount of the time when I do like someone's pictures, and that I have to be the first one to kind of write back as well. I don't know. For me, it hasn't always ended well in the way we kind of communicate. They're either very dry, or they don't want to talk, or we're kind of not looking for the same things. And so when they do message you first, to me, that's always almost 100% like a really good indicator that they're going to try in some way with the conversation or wanting a relationship and things like that. So when I liked his comment, he wrote back asking me like, what is your favorite, favorite like chocolate or what, or no, what's your, what, well, if you had to choose between two, do you prefer fruit candies? Yes. Or chocolate candies? That was the question. And so obviously, since I'm not a psychopath, I obviously told him that I like chocolate candies, since those are obviously the best compared to fruit candies. And so, yeah, I did talk to him about that, and we kind of just went back and forth about, the different sweets that we like. I've learned that he loves cheesecake. I told him that my favorite dessert is ice cream. So we are basically talking about like sweet treats for the past, I would say, day. After we met, we were talking about almost the whole day, just going back and forth again about sweets and things like that, which I found very cute, because with most of these apps too, I never get a chance to really just kind of let loose. It's always that same question, like, what are you looking for, how are you doing, any hobbies? And with those, it can get very boring. And so with this, I got a good vibe from him, especially since he was being very friendly and, not sticking to the kind of like simple and pedestrian kind of questions. So, too, after talking the whole day, he did ask me to go get some ice cream, which I thought was very sweet. And so, I told him, whenever we have the chance, or we should meet up and hang out. And so with that, we did try to find a day to settle on to hang out. And as you guys know, with my schedule, it's a little bit difficult just because I do, again, work like 5 to 6 days. And so I never really have a day off to just focus on me. And with him too, his scheduling, kind of did align with mine. Plus, we did live about 40 minutes apart. So again, with that, it did make things just a little bit difficult to like find time. But within the next, I would say, day and a half after talking, we did manage to find a day that works best for us. And so we settled on going to the arcade. And I don't know if many of you have heard, but we went to this arcade called Dave & Buster's, which is probably one of my favorite places to go to. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's just such a fun place to kind of hang out, especially if you're going with like a group of friends or going on a little date. It's interacting and playing all these games, which I find very fun. And with him, he's such a different guy, just because, we live in these two separate worlds. He is a college student who, in a sense, doesn't have that much freedom and kind of lives under his parents' roof, in a sense of like, he's kind of like watched over very strictly. While with me, I'm like a little bit more independent. I still do live with my parents, but, I have the ability to kind of go out when I need to, as long as I'm being respectful and telling my parents. Again, I manage the business and I deal with a lot of people who are in the business field. So with my mindset, I'm a little bit more older in the sense, I guess more mature, while he is a little bit, or he's kind of his age, I would say. He's, a year younger than me. And, that's how you should be acting, I feel like. But yeah, it was just nice to kind of get like a different take on our lives and the different perspectives that we both have. And so, going into this, I was very excited to just, experience something different and new. And after we did FaceTime too, it gave me a lot of confidence kind of going into this date, just because, again, he was a very cute guy. He checked off everything that I was looking for. He was tall. He wants to become a doctor. I mean, who doesn't want to date a guy that wants to become a doctor? He's very smart, educated, very sweet. Like, he was just everything that I was looking for, besides that one downfall, which is big, but he is still in the closet. Which when he told me was kind of weird, just cause, again, he's on a dating app, you know, posting his pictures, having his Instagram there, and it's like, you're still in the closet in a sense. But then again, once we start to talk more and, you know, coming up to the day of our date, you know, I understood where he was kind of coming from. So he basically has told all his friends, or most of his friends. The only people who he hasn't told yet is his family. With his family too, they are like hardcore Christians, and from what he's told me, very homophobic. And so with that, I understand. I get why it's hard. You know, he told me that he is ready to come out for himself, like he's accepted who he is, but he's just afraid of what his family will think. And I don't blame him for that. You know, when I came out too, it wasn't the easiest thing, and you know, it's a lot of pressure because you don't know which way your, you know, his parents might swing. You know, they could love him dearly and accept him for who he is, or they could kick him out the house and, you know, call him a disgrace or things like that. And so with that uncertainty makes things very difficult. So I understood where he was coming from with this specific, you know, coming into this. So I tried not to get my hopes up just because I understand that things can't happen. So yeah, with this, I did try my best to just be very open-minded and to understand him. And he was kind of doing the same thing for me. You know, I have gone through a lot of experiences with guys and he has no experience. So again, it was just this kind of two different worlds kind of meeting together. So yeah, that's kind of the backstory. And so now I'm going to start talking about our date. Okay, so now moving on to the actual date. With this, we did go to Dave & Buster's, and then we went to Cheesecake Factory, and then IKEA. So first, I am going to talk about my time with him at Dave & Buster's first. So with that, again, we live about 40 minutes away from each other, and so I met him at Dave & Buster's, which took me about 35 minutes, and for him, it was about 20, so it was kind of halfway. I know it was a little bit more for me, but again, I'm not going to be so picky. Nothing's going to be perfect. We're not going to find that place that's going to be exactly halfway time-wise. So I said, it's fine. I'll just go ahead and drive an extra 10 minutes. Not a problem. I go there and I'm there early. He told me again ahead of time too, the day of, that in the morning that he had to garden with his mom. And so he's just going to be about an hour late, which was fine. But again, it made me kind of worry just because, is he going to bail on me? Is he just saying that so he doesn't want to meet with me? Things like that. And so, you know, again, and I live, you know, being about 35, 40 minutes, it's a far drive, you know, especially driving all the way there. I don't want him to bail on me for me to just now drive back 40 minutes. It's one, a waste of gas, and two, a waste of my fucking time. So, you know, again, we talked and he said he will be there. So I just walked around the shopping plaza and just did my thing. And then once I met him in front of the arcade Dave & Buster's, I was completely shocked. I mean, the way he was dressed made me feel so gross inside. Like, tell me this. How are you going to wear a black cap with a blue cardigan with like this like line pattern, a Vineyard Vines like mint green shirt with baggy jeans and Vans that were bright blue? Like, I told him when we were like texting, like, when we meet, you better give me the biggest hug, and I want the hug to be more than a minute. And he says, I guarantee you, when I first meet you, that's what I'm gonna do. But when I saw him, I was just so stunned. I mean, again, if you're gonna be wearing something like that, like, you know, I don't know, just be a little bit more clean. You know, I just think the cardigan was a little bit too small for him. The Vineyard Vine shirt was just a little bit too long. And then you're wearing these baggy jeans, you know, like nothing fit. So it wasn't clean. The colors were just a mess. And so when he came in for the hug, I kind of side hugged him just because I was like overwhelmed by his appearance. Not in a bad way. Well, his clothing style, yes, but his looks were very cute, but it did catch me off guard so much. But yeah, that's how our first encounter was. We then, you know, proceeded to go into Dave & Buster's. And yeah, we had a good time. After going in, you know, we played some games. We, you know, just had fun with him. He is more, though, into the tickets aspect. Like, he just wants to win for the prizes, which I kind of found weird a little bit, just because, again, he is like, I'm 21 and he's a year younger, so he's 20. But like, when we went in, we went to the prize section first, and I was like, you know, wouldn't you want to do that at the end? He's like, no, I want to see what I'm going to aim for. And again, you know, I haven't been here in so long, so even looking at the prices, I don't know what I would want, even if I had a lot of tickets, because realistically, I'm probably going to get like 1,000, maybe 2,000 max in tickets. And so, kind of watching at all these prizes, they're all like stuffed animals, candies, like plushy toys. And I'm like, okay, like, he can't want any of this. Like, what's he gonna do with this? You know, he's like a junior in college, or he's gonna be a junior in college. Like, what's the use in getting these prizes? You know, unless it's for like his sibling or little cousin or whatever, then I get it. But with him, he told me, or there was like this little burger plushie, and he's like, that's what I'm aiming for. I really want this burger plushie. And I was like, why? Again, I'm like, I just was so confused, because to me, it was just the weirdest thing ever. Like, you know, I get you want to win. I get you, like, I understand the fulfillment of winning a prize, but like, if it's for yourself, I just was like, where are you gonna put this? You know, like, what's the use in having something like this? Because with me, when I went into it, especially like with my age now and everything, I was like, okay, what can I get that I can realistically use? You know, they had like those like thermal bottles, or they like shirts, maybe a frisbee. I was like, okay, you know, maybe I can kind of use one of these things if I do win enough tickets. Just because I felt like these were the most realistic to kind of use or to apply. So with that, you know, we would proceed to play all these games. And yeah, we had such a good time. There was games that he excelled at. There was games that I excelled at. And we, you know, I just, again, it was so nice to kind of just like live kind of like as a kid again. Just because, again, a lot of people that I hang out with don't do these things anymore. I think, as I stated, they're all older. All my friends are like at least 26 and up, and they're all ready to start their own lives, you know, have kids and do their own business. So, you know, and in my mindset too, that's what I want. But it was nice to be with someone who just wanted to have fun, and it was the most fun I've had, honestly, since COVID, truly. Well, since my birthday, just because I did a really big spectacular birthday for my 21st. But and besides that, yeah, I would say in terms of activities, like small activities, this is probably one of the most fun I've had in a while. So it was just nice to really just kind of let loose and do my thing and, you know, just have fun. And I was surprised too, because again, as I stated, his family is a hardcore Christian, and he's not technically out yet to his family. And so I didn't think he would be as comfortable with me as I thought. He was okay, like touching my shoulder or being a little bit more touchy, which I was fine with. But I was kind of, again, surprised, just because, you know, him being in a way closeted, like, I didn't expect him to be so comfortable with me. So it was nice that he was able to kind of be himself with me most of the time. And yeah, we had fun throughout the whole thing. And then by the time we were done, he got his fucking plushie burger, which, again, I was so shocked that he won, or that he decided to get, just because, again, like, what is he gonna do with it? But other than that, yeah, I got a t-shirt, because I was like, okay, again, I'm not gonna wear it, but I think this would be a nice gift for my brother. So, you know, again, I think this was more of a realistic thing that I could get. And then after we were done, we decided to go to Cheesecake Factory. And so going into this too, I was like, let's just enjoy ourselves. Maybe this might be a nice way to kind of get to know each other. Since the arcade, we were mostly just focused on like beating each other and just having fun with the games. We didn't get to talk too much. So it was, to me, I thought it would be nice to kind of just sit down and, you know, finally talk. But going into this too, then during dinner, he told me he wasn't hungry. And so that kind of turned me off. Because again, I told, you know, again, if you're going to plan a date and then if we planned this like about like 4 or 5 days in advance, like you would think that going into this, you wouldn't eat too much, you know. I think it's just him not having money, which again, I sort of understand. I just wish then he could kind of, you know, not tell me directly, but be a little bit less awkward about it. You know, going into this, I was like, okay, let's go eat, and he was fine. And but when we sat down and ordered, he's like, I'm just gonna get a cheesecake. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, it's just not fun. Because I'm like, well, I want to eat, you know, I want to take our time. And so when you go straight to desserts, it makes me kind of like want to rush. Like, oh, should I eat? You know, maybe should I just get a dessert too and just wait till I go home and then eat my, like, something? Just because, like, now he's just going to be sitting there waiting for me in a sense, you know? And I thought that was kind of awkward. But again, you know, you do you. It's your money. It's, I don't care, you know? In that sense, it was just weird, a little weird. Usually I've never been on a date where they just go straight to the dessert, you know. Usually it starts with appetizer, if not appetizer, at least an entree and then dessert. But regardless, I ordered, I think at Cheesecake Factory, like this dynamite shrimp or something, and then I got like this jambalaya pasta, which was really good. And yeah, this is where I kind of got to know him a little bit better. This is when I realized that he's probably one of the biggest nerds I have ever met. He, like with anything I would do, he would just give me all these scientific backgrounds. So I like to put my, with Cheesecake Factory's bread, I love to put butter and sugar. It's like a Vietnamese thing too, just from what I've experienced. Like this, I'm like I feel like Vietnamese people are the only people that do this. But again, if you guys ever like eat bread with butter, putting brown sugar especially is like the best thing ever. You can use like regular white sugar, but brown sugar is where it just like hits the spot. It's probably like one of my favorite, even like I guess you can call it desserts, to ever eat, just because you get like this like flaky bread, you get like this nice sugary like caramelized taste buds, whatever, and then you get like this creamy soft butter. So everything just kind of like hits all these points, you know. You can even do it with like cream cheese too instead of like butter, just if you guys like that. But just, you know, side note, that's what, you know, I was doing, like eating as the appetizer there. And yeah, so when I like pulled out the sugar, he was like, oh, did you know the dioxide something carbohydrox H2O shit something, like did you know this has this and that, that's what makes it so sweet, if you take that out it wouldn't be as sweet. Or he bought this like little like squishy ball for his sister, and he's like, did you know too, like if you like squish it, like if it's squishy it has this type of like atom molecule something whatever shit, you know, that makes it squishy, and if you take out that particular like I guess periodic table molecule, then it makes it straight and it's hard and you can't squish it. And you know, again, like sitting there listening to him while I'm eating my meal and he's about to eat cheesecake, it's like, what the fuck, you know. I mean, to me it was like kind of weird, just because it's like I want to get to know him in a way, and all he was talking about was like facts, which was fine, but like honestly, like who's gonna remember this? So I thought that was kind of weird too. I mean, it was cute that he was just being, again, him being himself and being interested, just because I don't know, again, a lot of people that can just pull up straight facts from their ass like that. So it was nice in a way that he was able to, you know, conversate with me in a very educated way. The thing though, I would say the dinner was probably the most awkward for me. That's when I really lost a lot of the connection between us, just because like again I was just trying to get to know him, but he was like not making eye contact, he just wouldn't, like he would just again say a lot of like sciencey stuff, and then I got turned off by it, and I was like, okay. And so, you know, which, again, it's awkward too because he's like not eating, and it's like just awkward for me a little bit, just because again during a date for dinner you would think that both of you would be eating, you know, throughout the whole meal in a sense. But again, it's fine. Things happen. You just gotta roll with the punches. So, after our dinner, and I did pay for it just because usually I never pay on the first date. Like, well, I would prefer the split just because, like, I don't know you yet. And what if it doesn't work out? Like, I don't want to be the guy that, like, pays for your meal, especially if it doesn't work out. But I was like, fine, whatever, you know, it's just a cheesecake. I'll just pay for your, like, $8 cheesecake. It's not a problem. So yeah, I paid for, and then we decided to go to IKEA. They did close in 30 minutes, so that was also something I was kind of, like, worried about. Just because with me, too, I work in, like, the service industry, so I understand how annoying it is when someone comes into a place, like, 20, 30 minutes before we close. You know, so that's why I didn't want to go. But he's like, you know what, like, let's go, come on, like, it's only a minute drive, like, I'll drive you, we'll go in one car, it'll just be a quick fun thing. And I was like, fine, we'll see, you know, if they are open then we'll go, if they're closed or if they're not gonna let us in then we'll just, you know, not go. And so we took our chance, we went there, and surprisingly there were still people kind of coming in too, and I was shocked. I'm like, you know, they close in 30 minutes. IKEA's a big ass maze, like, if you're gonna go in there, like, there's, you're not gonna find your way out, and, you know, especially in 30 minutes, like, you know, I was like, okay, we'll see what happens, hopefully they don't get pissed at us. But yeah, we go through the whole thing. I was, like, trying to, like, hint to him, like, my style. Again, I like to kind of think far in advance, especially even though it's just a first day, but I feel like everyone does that, you know. And so I was, like, already thinking about, like, our future house. I was already thinking about kind of, like, you know, what my kitchen would look like. And so with him, I wanted to make sure I gave him a good indication about my taste. So I would go to the kitchen and be like, wow, like, this is my style, this is something you definitely like, I think you would like to. Or even like the bathroom, like, oh, I love this type of like tile and things like that. And, you know, just so we can get to know each other, because, you know, again, if you're going on a date, like, your end goal is to obviously, like, most likely, like, have a relationship and marriage and kids. So I was, you know, it's never too soon to, like, hint it towards him, I don't think. But yeah, it was fun. We actually finished at exactly 9 o'clock when they closed, so it was perfect timing. We got through all the different sections, and again, it was fun. I think I really got to know him a little bit more during this, just because we could talk, it was quiet. And yeah, I mean, it was a very peaceful end of our day, I think, out of the three. And so after the IKEA kind of little session, you know, he drove me to my car, which was across from the mall, shopping plaza, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, so he parked next to my car, and then we just talked for a little bit. This was probably, I would say, my most favorite time of the date. I think it's always my favorite time talking to someone in a very, like, kind of intimate way, just because there's no one around, it's, like, dark, you know, he doesn't have to worry about, like, people kind of seeing him. And yeah, we just talked. It was just really nice to kind of get to know him more, just because now there's no distractions, you know, we're not playing games, we're not, like, surrounded by, like, a lot of people. And so it just made it easier for me to, like, talk to him and for him to, like, answer questions, you know. And yeah, we were just talking, I would say, for about another hour and a half. And yeah, we were just talking about life, you know. Then I got to know his religious background. Again, as I said, he is the youngest of five. And again, all of them are homophobic. You know, he has a twin brother that even told him, like, you know, being gay is a choice. And so, you know, when you hear that, especially from a family member you're close with, it does really hurt and it does scare you into being who you are, you know. So I understand, you know. That's when I talked to him, I think we were kind of at this level of, like, understanding with each other. He doesn't want to lead me on, I don't want to pressure him, you know. We were, you know, understanding and just talking, and, you know, it was just nice. I think this was the time where I was like, okay, I can feel a connection and I finally can understand you. Because obviously the dinner date was not something to really understand. The Dave & Buster's was more of a fun type of, you know, situation. And then IKEA was just like it was then that's when we started to get to know each other. But the car, like sitting in our car, was just the best way. I think, yeah, again, it was my favorite part of the whole date, just because now we can really get each other. And so with this too, he was like being a little like touchy. I'm not like touchy sexually, but like he would put his hand around me and kind of like hug me a little bit and just kind of like caress my like shoulder. And so again, like especially him making the first move, I was like, okay, like maybe he's like comfortable with himself and things like that. But again, we just talk, and then it was just nice, you know. Again, he's like laying on my lap, and then, you know, we're just sitting there kind of just like enjoying the moment. We didn't talk that much when we were like kind of like holding each other, but I think for him and for me too, it was just like such a good feeling, just because like I think we both kind of felt this connection with each other. But you know, again, it's just our first day, then I don't want to like say or like assume too much, but I, you know, again, just getting his vibe and getting my vibe, I think it was just such a good moment. You know, again, even just not talking, just sitting there and just like breathing and just looking outside, it was just again such a nice calm feeling. And so yeah, and I think by the end of the day too, we did kiss. Oh my god. But yeah, with him, he was very nervous, so it wasn't the best kiss, but I don't blame him. I mean, first kiss with a guy, and everything was new to him, and even like holding hands, he was sweating. You know, he's never held a hand with a guy, so a lot of the things too were very new. And so again, I wanted to take it slow, but that's how we kind of ended our date. I honestly would have stayed longer, but I had a 40-minute drive, so, you know, I need to get home, just because it was already, like, 11 o'clock at that point, and I'm not, you know, again, I still live with my parents, and I want to try to be home before at least 12, you know, just to be respectful. But, yeah, I think that was the moment when we both kind of, like, understood each other, and we both really found this connection with each other. And so with that, that's kind of how our day ended. So now too, I do want to go ahead and kind of talk about the, I don't want to say aftermath, but like after our date, and kind of let you guys know what happened, just cause, you know, cause things, you know, once the date's over, now we both, from both sides, we now both have time to think about it and kind of reflect. So that's the next topic that I'm going to be talking about. Okay, so now moving on to kind of what my thoughts are, just because I feel like a lot of you guys would want to know. So we actually, just to give you kind of the gist, we stopped talking yesterday. So again, after our date, we've been talking after that for about 3 to 4 days. And honestly, it was probably one of the best times I've had again in a while. Just because after we were talking, we were already like thought about planning our second date. And, you know, he was being more like himself, more flirtatious. And, you know, we were both just really kind of connecting. But again, we weren't going to a point of like, let's date, you know. Again, we were still respecting each other's space, just because again, it's still new to him, and for me too, I don't want to like pressure him in any way. So it was nice, just because then we're now slowly getting to know each other more, and we're slowly getting more comfortable. So again, we're talking kind of back and forth again throughout like 3 to 4 days, and we're just having a good time talking, and you know, just like sending each other like snaps and things like that, just again, just being fun. But it was yesterday where I think that's when everything kind of like came to a halt. Again, we were having such a good conversation, and then he tells me randomly like, oh, I'm not feeling well. So with that too, we planned on talking later. So we were like, hey, I told him I'm gonna get off work and then we can call. And he really wanted to. But then I would say about an hour before, you know, I was almost done with work, he was telling me that he wasn't feeling well and that his stomach was kind of like uneasy. You know, I told him, did you go use the bathroom? Did you need to throw up? Like, what is it? Did you eat something bad? He just said, you know, he's not sure. He said it could be the food, or it could be because of me. And again, when he said that, it kind of caught me off guard because I was like, what do you mean? You know, like, we've been talking fine. You had showed no signs of like hesitation, especially after our date. Like, what does this have to kind of do with me? So, with that, we, again, that's when things start to get more serious and more kind of like the honeymoon phase, I guess, was kind of over. You know, because I feel like every couple or relationship or whatever, you know, kind of goes through this phase of like, oh, happy and, you know, it's just us. And then, you know, once things kind of like slow down and we get used to each other, you know, that's when you can really just kind of feel and be yourself. And then you realize what your real feelings kind of are. And so with him, he was just telling me that he was kind of going through a lot and, you know, he's just feeling so anxious and he's just really scared. And again, I just explained to him, like, again, there's no rush. Like, you just let me know what you want to do, because I'm going to be very honest. Like, I'm not going through this again, as I told him. You know, I've been on dates with many people and I've even kind of went on a date with this guy who was like still very confused, kind of like bi-curious. And so, you know, with that, it's very emotionally draining because you put all this time and energy and emotion towards someone and then, you know, you don't know if they'll like you back or they even like the same sex, you know, gender. And so it does put a lot of toll on you, especially for me taking the time out to go hang out with this person and things like that. So again, I told him, you let me know how you feel, you explain everything that you're feeling, and we can figure it out. If you don't want to continue this, you let me know. If you want to continue this, then we can continue it. But I told him too, like, I'm not going to be that like mediator for you, just because I'll tell you how I feel, but then from that point on, now you need to figure things out and then you let me know, because I'm not waiting on anyone, I'm not trying to pressure anyone, I just want to start a relationship, you know, and of my own in a sense, and, you know, be with someone in the future, hopefully. And so if you can't be that person, then it's okay, you know what I mean? Like, the whole point of us is to just, of us hanging out, was to see where things could go. And so with him, you know, he was being very conflicted and he just wasn't like explaining his words. And so I said, okay, fine, well, let me finish work and then I'll give you a call and then we can talk about things more in depth. Just because through text, it's just a lot to say and the tone obviously isn't there. So after I finished work, I was at Target buying stuff. And so I called him, like, hey, like, you know, what's up? Like, what's happening? Like, what do you want to do? Just because, again, I told him I'm not going through this back and forth. You let me know. And so he was just kind of explaining to me that he really, 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 really likes me, as he stated. But, you know, he doesn't think that he's ready right now. And so it's just because with him not being out, his parents are always kind of hovering above him. And so it does make things hard for him to kind of be himself. Just because too, with that, his family's crazy. Even when we were hanging out, they wanted to know who I was. Like, was I one of his friends from school? If I wasn't, I can't hang out with him. And, you know, I need to send a picture and things like that. So, you know, even just going 20 minutes away from his house, it takes a lot of energy for him and a lot of lies. And so, again, I understood where he was coming from. But again, the way he was talking to me was just a little confusing. Just because, again, it's like he really wants to be with me and or he really likes me. But he just doesn't think he's ready. And, you know, again, I understand. And so when we were talking, I said, it's fine. Just again, you figure things out. You get back to me when you're ready. If I am still available, then hey, it's meant to be. And then you never know. But if I'm taken or whatever, then, you know, sucks to be you. Whatever. Things happen. We will move on. And so when we were talking about that, you know, he understood. He was like, okay, you know, like, I just need a little break now. And hopefully with time, I'm definitely going to text you when I'm ready. And then we can see where things go. So that's what happened. And honestly, it was a lot. But I think realistically, I felt like this was going to happen in some way. And you know, I'm glad that we were both able to talk very like as adults, you know, like if this doesn't work out, this doesn't work out. Things do work out, then they will work out. But I'm respecting him now and just giving him his space. So, you know, just as of recording this now, we haven't talked for about 2 days. And yeah, we're both kind of just doing our own thing. And again, it makes me sad because I like him too, in a sense. Even though it's only been like one date and like 1.5 weeks of talking, it was just such a nice experience. And he was just someone that I was kind of looking for, you know. Like, let's say if he was out, he would check off everything that I was looking for. He's smart, he's educated, you know, he's very youthful, and he's just very honest and sweet, and he's family oriented. Like, he was just everything that I was looking for, you know. And for him too, like, he loved that I was very like business oriented, very ambitious, like wanting to make money, not lazy. And you know, I have that like very strong mindset. And so even though we both come from like two different personalities, two different worlds, you know, it's like opposites attract. Like, it just blended so well. And so it really sucked knowing that he said that, not gonna lie, you know, because like, honestly, deep down, I just wish we could still talk right now and he could just figure it out while we're talking. But again, I know everyone needs their space, and I understand that it's not easy, and that, you know, him and I talking just makes things a little bit more complicated for him. Just because now, you know, he doesn't want to get too attached to where he can't let go, you know, because since it's only been a week, he emotionally can still kind of like let go, which is fine. But yeah, so as of now, yeah, we haven't talked, and that's kind of what we've been doing now. I don't know when he'll get back to me. It could be tomorrow, it could be in the next 5 minutes, it could be in a week, I'm not sure. He did tell me to, once he starts his job, maybe he can start using that excuse to really hang out with me. So he said maybe by the end of the summer, you know, he might like reconnect, but he definitely is looking forward to it. He did explain to me too that he will never forget this experience, and that, you know, it was just something he was very grateful for. And yeah, he did tell me too, like, sorry for wasting your time. If I did, like, you know, I didn't mean to, things like that. But that's kind of how the aftermath, I guess, occurred, you know. And again, I had a feeling, and I want it to happen, but you know, it is what it is. And that's what happens when you kind of date, like, or go on a date with kind of like a closeted guy who's, again, real honestly not ready. But with my takeaways and what I thought about the experience, honestly, I think I've learned to focus on me more, and to honestly just go on dates with people who are ready to date. I think with him too, he just wasn't fully ready, you know. He was wanting to get the experience, but you know, with all that, it just come with like a lot of stuff. You're dealing with another human being, you know, and you can't just deal with an experience and then just toss them away, you know. I feel like ethically that's just, or morally wrong. But again, with that too, I've honestly learned, I think moving forward, if I am going to go on another date with someone else, I think I need to find someone that is open, again, that's out, that's just ready to, you know, that is like accepted themselves, and that have people around them that accept them, you know. Just because I don't think I could kind of go through this again. This is kind of my second time, and it's a lot, you know, again, to deal with this, because you put all this time and energy and talking to them every day, and you know, trying to create this relationship, and you know, even like, again, small relationship, and then building it up, it's a lot. And so yeah, hopefully I don't have to go through this again. But I think when I do talk to someone, the next person, and you know, if they are still feeling off and on, I think it would just be best for me to just not do anything, just to talk, and then when they honestly are ready themselves, and that like 100% ready, then I will continue and maybe go on a date and things like that. But that's what I honestly have learned from this. This experience has taught me a lot to be patient, just because, you know, I did witness him being all awkward and him being all nervous, and I do see why it's hard, you know. And I think he kind of moved a little too fast, and you know, it's a lot. But that was definitely another thing that I've learned. And yeah, I think I learned too to just take a break. I think I'm as of now, just done being with any boy, any guy. I just think I'm just gonna focus on me right now. There's still so many goals I want to accomplish, you know. I'm almost done with my treatments, just for my back, and so hopefully when everything goes well, I can start working out again. I can start eating healthier, you know, just doing my own thing. I'm starting school now, so at least that'll keep me busy, and I can just focus on my grades and just focus on me. And yeah, hopefully continue doing these podcasts. I know, again, I talk a little fast with this whole thing, but I honestly enjoy doing these, and these type of podcasts too, or talking, just has helped me a lot. Just again, going through all these different things, it's like, it gets very stressful too, and everyone around me is stressed with their own shit, so it's nice kind of just talking to myself, literally in my closet, to a microphone. But yeah, that kind of concludes my dating experience. As I've told them too, when we were like in the car talking, like, this is honestly like a forbidden love that you see in those movies. It's like the two people that honestly want to date each other but can't. So that's how I kind of saw it, and he did agree with me. But it is what it is. Life moves on. I told him too, like, you know, take your break, take as long as you need, but if I'm snatched, I'm snatched. You know, if I'm dating someone else, I just, you know, if you really like me and you really want to talk, I just tell them, like, figure it out as soon as you can, because if I'm taken, then I'm taken, you know. But if I'm available, then maybe it's meant to be. But thank you guys, if you've listened to this whole thing from the beginning, again, thank you for listening. I am working on, again, talking a little slower. It's kind of hard when you are talking to yourself in a room to a mic, and so your thoughts kind of just get rambled. But I do enjoy doing these, so yeah, again, thank you for listening. And if you want to hear some more like story times or stories about my other dating experiences, just let me know. I think with this Anchor app too, you can leave a comment, so a comment or a message, so just whatever you guys want, just let me know. But this does conclude my episode of The Forbidden Love, my story time about dating a closeted person. Hope you guys enjoy, and until next time, don't forget to stream Rare by Selena Gomez.